Stakeholders in the education sector propose that government amends the Education Act to provide for government-funded pre-primary education under the Initiative for Social and Economic Rights. The actors are concerned that parents have had to rely on private players to provide pre-primary education, which turns out to be very expensive. They note that as a result, children, especially in rural areas, do not have access to pre-primary education. Angela Kasule Nabuhe is the Executive Director at the Initiative for Social and Economic Rights.
So the major problem comes with the Education Act, because it leaves the financing of pre-primary education or nursery to parents and guardians, and its provision to private actors. So there is no provision at all by government. And that is bringing a lot of problems, especially in terms of cost, because people are charging a lot of money, but also the access is not even. We see that these centers or nursery schools are setting up in urban areas, which means that the education that is available to the rich is different from the education that is available to the poor because of cost.